Now, what about the chemo, the doublet that would be used in combination? You mentioned the issue of the platinum. What about the second agent?
So for patients with adenocarcinoma, obviously, pemetrexed has been recently approved for the treatment of stage 4 non-small cell lung cancer with non-squamous histology. We at the University of Washington were either number one or two in the country in the accrual for the trial that led to the approval of pemetrexed in the first-line setting. And I confess that when this trial was offered to us, again, just reminding us of what the design of that trial was, this was a non-inferiority trial, and the idea was that the drug would show a better toxicity profile. I actually thought that this outcome would not be reached because the toxicity would be driven by the cisplatin, which was present in both arms, namely cisplatin pemetrexed or cisplatin gemcitabine. But I was obviously wrong because there was a significant difference in toxicity, particularly from a hematological standpoint, in favor of the pemetrexed arm. Furthermore, there was evidence of some survival improvement in patients that have non-squamous cell histology. So here you have a regimen that it's extremely well tolerated from a hematological standpoint that does not lead to hair loss, which I think that has perhaps more of a psychological impact than we pay attention to or should pay attention to. I particularly really like to have my patients go through a number of lines of therapy without having hair loss because I think it's a constant reminding of their disease. So I think that outside of the context of a clinical trial, certainly cisplatin pemetrexed is a very reasonable first-line regimen, and then plus minus bevacizumab.